This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Matt, we've seen some remarkable dairy product prices of late. How long will that last?
For sure on the remarkable front. Butter prices, cheese prices, milk powder prices, dry whey prices that are all soaring. I think that's something the American dairy farmer has been looking for some time. You know, the last time that we had prices this high for many of those products was 2014. So you're talking more than 7 years ago. How long will it last? It's going to be here for a bit. Because of coronavirus, no one is building new plants to open this year. So we don't have any increase in supply for cheese or whey products coming or in the works. And then additionally, because feed costs are so high, up until about now, farmers have had very challenging margins. And so there is no wall of milk in the dairy universe right now.
Tuesday.
Mitch Breunig, a dairy farmer from Sauk City, Wisconsin. He runs Mystic Valley Dairy. With a family and 9 employees, he tells us what apps that he uses on the farm.
Right now, we have the SCR collars that do rumination and activity monitoring on our farm pretty much daily in the morning. And then, you know, a couple times a day, we're checking that app to find cows that are potentially off feed or sick. And it really focuses on our fresh cows. And so we don't really do a fresh cow program where we're doing lockups and taking temperatures. We're using our collars and rumination collars to help us identify cows that are just starting off a little bit slow. And then the cool thing is, you know, once you identify her and do something, some sort of intervention, you can identify if the intervention's working or not and watch her get better. And it works really well. It's a really good communication tool with us because we can see the same information and come up with treatment protocols on the fly just based on how we think a cow is doing. And so that's been really successful for our fresh cow program.
Wednesday.
Troy Runge from UW-Madison, part of the Dairy Innovation Hub.
It's important to realize it's not just about milk production. It's not just about milk products, but really the industry came together and we boiled it down into 4 areas. Land and water, the environmental component of it, making sure that we had innovation to grow our farm business and community, thinking about human health and nutrition, and of course, about the animals, their health and welfare. The hub is the resources that were allocated towards it, the investment that was made by the state of Wisconsin to keep dairy innovation, the dairy industry strong in the state, is $7.8 million per year, and it's spread out among the 3 agricultural campuses.
Thursday.
With an update on the Real Seal campaign is National Milk's Chris Galen. Chris?
So about a decade ago, the National Milk Producers Federation took over the management and the implementation of the Real Seal, which previously had been overseen by the National Dairy Checkoff Program. Now, the seal goes back more than 40 years. It started out in California and became a national campaign to remind consumers to look for real dairy foods when they went shopping. Back in the 80s, the concern was that a lot of frozen pizzas, the lower-end frozen pizzas, were being made with artificial vegetable oil-based cheeses and not real cheese. And so the Real Seal came in handy because a lot of people were buying frozen meals at that point. So flash forward 40 years, here we are in 2022. The program is smaller scale, and today it is purely funded by user fees, user assessments. So we have about 300 different companies that pay a modest fee to use it. And we take the money that is collected by those fees, Bill, and we put it towards marketing the program. Primarily, it's in social media. That's the advantage that we also have compared to 40 years ago.
Friday.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and we're going to talk on a topic that's very important on dairy farms, and that is detecting heat and replacement heifers. So the new technology is that we now are seeing farmers putting on heat detection ear tags or collars on these heifers, because we can then identify them, because in many cases, these heifers may be on pasture or they may be on a dirt lot of some sort. And the newest technology has a light associated with it. So not only do we find the heifer, but we also can see her, which really helps labor in terms of separating these heifers off to get them inseminated, hopefully, and get them to come pregnant as well. So we no longer have to try to go through chalking or confining these animals or all these animals here. And we don't have to stand out there in the lot trying to see, well, which heifers may be in heat today and try to get them bred.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.